The Blind Spot on the best heat in the city.
Uncle T, my boyfriend and I have been fighting a lot in the past couple of months. And asizwani and asitholani nje. So to help our relationship, I suggested ukuthi ngicela seku therapy. Asham azange nje aze ahesitate. Angithela ngamagama wathi cha, therapy is for married couples and not for umjolo. Honestly, I'm still shocked at his words, and at this point therapy is not only for married couples, and it's also recommended with whilst in a jola in therapy, because you're in a process of learning each other's love and fighting language. Or am I just too mature for this relationship? Or maybe I for yeah, it's just a short-term thing. Do I have any other blind spots?
Does she have any other blind spot?
Gelehana blind spot. I've been through that, Lena, with my ex now. She never wanted to attend counseling. That means I have plans for Rona. But then, yeah, now that means and the intentions is our Lena forever. So I will see how na blind spot. If you want to make things work, good relationship with counseling, you go through that. But then if they don't want that, I ask shift.
Zain, ke maitseng counseling is a solution. It's only a means. Right? What other options are there? Sister Gela, you open to other options. Did you think about other options? Did you position or table other options? If one fails, doesn't mean that's it.
Hi, Siswam. You invested too much, emjolweni. Ngasho ukuthi nje you gave okay, your whole, in a way, you don't even see him as your boyfriend, but umbona sengathi already senshatile. When you escalated to a whole new level, that's the blind spot. Kanti ukai usese kule level ukuthi niyachola.
Elina, have you ever dated someone who is not your equal in terms of emotional debating or emotional fighting? I don't know if that exists, but I'm trying to paint a picture here. Somebody who just doesn't know how to handle fights. So you need to teach them how to fight. That's why she used that language, that term, that the fighting language. Sometimes you don't even need a therapist. You just need to teach the other on how to treat you. No one else can do it better than you. That man is telling you how he feels, and what you positioned as a solution is not necessarily what he would like to engage in. Is there another solution? Did you think about another solution? Is there another solution maybe for her? Hey, Lirimman, I maintain, when you are in a relationship, I don't care whether you are the one who's emotionally strong. It doesn't necessarily mean you are right with whatever you are tabling. Should it be rejected, it's a chance for you to seek another solution. Should you seek another solution and it's rejected, you seek another, it's rejected, then you know. And then only one solution is rejected. You're like, huh? Am I too matured for this relationship?
Oh, this is such a disaster of a relationship. I feel if one partner suggests something that could possibly help the relationship or save it, it's worth trying. But dude is not going to have it. So it does mean, Nuguti, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. This is not the relationship this woman needs to be in. Because, I mean, if dude is that, it does not want any help, how else is he going to be able to work this thing out according to him? Unless, of course, he doesn't want to actually be in a long-term relationship with this woman, which I feel it's very unfair.
You're right. The last point, I agree with you. She needs to then say, Emuna, am I the only one who's looking at the long-term here? Tell me if this is just, you know, a short distance. So as I know what I'm in for. And give me the opportunity to decide whether I want to be short term as well.
Usisa akabaleke ngenyawo zombili uphuthi icwele ukudlala hayi icwele ukudlala chuta akafuna ukuba nosisi honest relationship umfowethu udlalela ngosisi baleka ngenyawo zombili ngiyacela sithanda sambaleka kusase
imbi. All right, Kiru, Wena?
The guy is not willing to solve whatever problem they have. He is not coming up with a suggestion of what else they can do to resolve this issue. Really, he is not there, Kasistas. Sometimes I think we should just learn to choose our peace. And for sisters, it's spelling either you continue on this path of you guys hating each other, or you guys take a break and go learn other things, because he is just not willing to do anything about anything in this relationship.
This also tells me that in relationships you need to have boundaries, right? As in deal breakers. You need to have them on the table. This will be my deal breaker. This I won't stand for, and so forth. And maybe that's another thing you need to now start having a conversation about. Okay, these are my deal breakers. If you don't meet this, and it's not an ultimatum. It's like, I need this to be satisfied. What is it for you? What are your deal breakers? Because it's one thing to table yours, but you must also afford the other to table theirs. So you are all both on the same page in terms of what are the do's and don'ts and T's and C's, if any, for this relationship to work. Anything else you see that she may put on the table to try, if anything, rescue what's left of it?
Oh, Mara.
Mara, JJ.
Yeah, so it's straightforward. I don't think he's aware what therapy's for. He's just acting ignorant to what therapy is, because therapy is basically for married couples and any other couples and individuals with couples that aren't married. Because communication, you have it in marriages and also in actual casual relationships. It's to improve your communications between each other. That's what therapy does, beyond the other stuff that I'm not too sure about, because I've never been to couple therapy. So you need to maybe explain to him what therapy is about. But also, I feel like he's not interested at all, eh?
But why? It's like having a toolbox, Mamutsip, and you only want to use the hammer.
Sure, that is an interesting analogy.
Yes, it is.
You know what I think, Uncle T? I think she's dealing with somebody who does not like to open up about their feelings. And I think that could be one of the reasons why they are going through the challenges that they're going through in the relationship. And so I think by her suggesting therapy, she's triggering him. She is awakening a part in him that he likes to leave suppressed, because he has his own way of dealing with things. And so this is very uncomfortable for him. I don't necessarily think it's a lack of care or him not being interested. I just think she needs to find a different approach to suggesting this therapy thing. I just think he's just one of those people that don't like to speak. And some men, a lot of men, you would know, Uncle T, go through that thing, right? Where they don't want to speak, or they just don't know how to. They don't know how to express themselves.
Is it enough to throw away the relationship?
I don't think so. I think she can still try other ways. I really don't think so.
Can you teach someone to trust you with their vulnerable emotions, or exactly what you said, the hidden parts?
You can, in how you approach situations.
If you are emotionally mature than him, therefore, who a lot is given, a lot is required. So maybe this is opportunity to teach then.
And you know how she talks about love languages and fighting languages?
That's right.
She mustn't expect him to be like her and interpret situations the way she...
Exactly. Same. Where two people are the same, one is unnecessary.
Exactly.
So you are the one with the six-pack when it comes to, emotional languages. Teach.
Yes, that's the blind spot, in fact.
Yeah. Or I'm lashing.
I, Juliet, Joseph.
Why you partly like it, JJ?
No, Uncle T. I agree. He needs to, as a person, you need to be open to resolving the conflict within your relationship. You need to be open.
He rejected one solution.
Which is?
He didn't reject her. Yeah. He rejected therapy. He said, therapy. To him, therapy is for married couples.
And we don't know how it was brought to him.
Thank you.
He may have felt attacked.
In a heated argument.
Juliet. It's just an excuse, Uncle T. You guys need therapy now.
Let's wrap up this blind spot, shall we? Oli?
No. Okay.
commitment bagit and so nje asiko isidingo sokuthi lokhu sim advisors teen makahambe ugaya kakabi seriously kuba in a committed relationship azina ama reflect mawabona baleka kusese en because uyabona namagama kushuthi akawasebenzisi bisabana nokusitshela wona ukuthi bowathini and so nje umuntu nje kuzumshintshi umuntu mangafuni kuyenza into akafuni kuyenza umuntu mawumbonisa uhlala naye phansi akuphikiza lento mbonisa yona miyeke and so why adoka biza ufuna ukufosta into engekho ayi bosses angeke
Itoli. Anon?
Blind spot here could be two things. What are they fighting about? Because not every argument requires counseling. Not every fight requires counseling. There's other means and ways to deal with situations. So the first question she must always ask herself, what am I fighting about? And does this need counseling? And then the second thing is, when you speak to fellow black people, in fact, human beings in general, about counseling, it's the most scary thing telling other people about your problems. So it's always advisable to have a very, very find better ways of introducing this or find something else to introduce. Because counseling sounds too serious for him. Find another way.
Soulful D.
Who told black people that therapy is the solution? When you are wrong, you are wrong. Whether you suggest therapy or wanamuruti or whatever, it's not gonna work. So she must know that this has nothing to do with maturity. The guy knows that she is wrong and he doesn't wanna get involved.
Uncle Becky via X says, question, how many black people, men in particular, go for therapy? Or black people in general? It's not shocking that the guy is refusing that path, but I feel this option has been forced down the throat of it, of this guy. Hence I asked, is that the only tool in the toolbox?
Aye, Uncle T, but abuti ha compromise then. For being with the lady, I compromise. Even if it's something that he doesn't like at all, in total therapy or whatsoever. How much I abuelena adule fati he babu horibona. Nah, I don't like this. I don't want this to things to be like this and all that. Baluki sehe. But I have a future more. I'm sorry, but I have a future more. Because le haba sebanyeti, still he's gonna say the same thing. It won't change. I can say change is a banyeti lo rekona jo shule ho change. I never. I am utuheli. Red flag in je itroha. I am utuheli.
I think the question you should ask yourself, Sister Gell, is this a deal breaker for you? And if it is, then walk away. If not, can you stomach it going forward?
I could say the lady's blind spot to get away already. When you go first time to Lura, I could be rake. The minute the guy motori therapy is for married couples and all that. Means even demand I'm money. For future reference. So this is so tolo hapeletsa na makhapeletsa ithuba pizza sister sei tshotla ora divida wo etso fela o ba o ile thulusinyana 13 spanner number 13 so ka ona le fishene o ikela le para le ntse le neglecta le ona lo montsa o shela o sa monyati good guy o lata moruti o wa hao ke na mothotlo mo fan love what is the thing about women they can learn to love a man or this is ene once monna wa approach le mosadi and several times ke na o so ka ona le damane
sister ujola liwa sister ujola we one year alone in that relationship ugayi unayo umuntu amthandayo they might not be together for now but unayo umuntu amthandayo if ubakuthanda if you wanted this relationship to work he would go out all out to make it work alungise yonke into imoshakele or akhulume ngayo get a professional mara since angalandaba it shows ukuthi ukhona la inhliziyo yakhe ikhona you are very matured. Like you asked Gucci, are you the only one matured in this relationship? You are very matured for that relationship and you are very matured to understand or to see. Maufuniwa, maufuna or maungafuna. So, faka into zakho sister, faka into zakho, cuca into zakho uziphumele. So, uyekele ukuzimoshela isikhathi ngomuntu angafuna ukuchintsha or angafuna ukuacknowledge ama mistakes wakhe. Afunde from one.
This relationship doesn't sound very, very stable. Because if a man is building and wants a future with a woman, they are most decisive and they take charge. They make sure whatever that's wrong can be fixed. So I'm very concerned because it doesn't seem like this man is willing to fix whatever issues they have going on. Maybe, girl, you need to look deeply into what issues that you have in the relationship because I think he's already checking out, eh? So look within.
Ratu, Malumeti, just a quick one. Usisi Agastelu, how long has she been in this relationship? Because we cannot be going to therapy 3 months into the relationship, guys. That's just a sign that it's not going to work. How about Lukhail? If it's been years, yes, they can. Mara 3 months. Agastelu, how long have they been in this relationship? Because how? Hey, I can imagine. I can imagine.
Ratu, man, check if you pick up a modest blind spot that you day. Anonymous say more, does she really, really know more? Or maybe what chance? But actually, there are some people who are believing more this whole thing. Yeah, counseling, more than counseling, it's a waste of time. Plus, these days, the words in counseling, they use you very loosely. Look, I'm one of those people. Counseling, times I've been going, I was there because of I was forced or get forced like the circumstances. But then, at the end of the day, it didn't work for me. I had to get a conscious decision, get a sharp. And then, since then, I have that mindset of look, counseling, I believe. So anonymous o gila buduwa motho wa ge mofatsa a tseba go fine motho o wa believer mo yone or not o vetsevele a mo jumpela then that's ba mo tsetse ka ditsalate na.
What is the saying that goes like, if somebody shows you their true colors, do believe them. At this point, I mean, I could say if you seem desperate to hold on to something, or you want to hold, it's not working. You are fighting therapy for the why. Okay, who's going to pay for the therapy? You are suggesting the therapy. Then who's going to pay? You're going to pay for it. And then after that, they're going to say, no, girl, you can't just tell me. I call it. Now we are born. You said you try to let it fail. I want to hold it. Building you out. So you get above the builder. I can't get above the builder. Motor is not ready for what you are planning. So, Pumada, it's what I fight. How lovers should have their lovers' tips, you know, disagreements and stuff, but fights, no. Once you start mentioning fights, I could say maybe in a little wrong connotation, yeah, fight, but I don't like the word fight between lovers. No, no, it's a no girl. Pumada, who won't see the horror is not in for the long haul, so why who forced her in? Pumada.
Sisters, we don't want to lie, you are afraid. This guy, he has no intention of going any further. I said, therapy is not going to help anything. He's out of it. Yeah, whether Horkem Jolo or not, I mean, yeah, he's never been in it for the long run. And because of it, or it's the whole way, he's done. He's asad again. So, sisters, hare my love. It's time to look for better, greener pastures.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.